This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's been a big weekend in sport. Let's catch up with the boys from the run home. Joel and Fletch, hello, lads.
Boys, yeah. What did you think? I know, did you get up and watch it? Please tell me you got up and watched the Socceroos.
Yes.
Woogie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did, yeah. I got up for the 1 a.m., 2 a.m. game your time as well.
Oh, okay. Our time. It's an hour away. But were you just been frothing on the World Cup?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. One of our former colleagues, Benny Jones, who went over there just for a bit of a trip, and so we caught up with him a couple of times to get his take on what's going on over there. It was a weird place from all by the sounds of it. But I've enjoyed it. I thought that performance on the weekend against Argentina was outstanding, wasn't it?
Mm. Outstanding. Yeah. Now we were just saying, look, you could tell we just don't have that skill, but I thought we look a lot fitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the back end of that second half. Like the hands on hips by the Argentinians, I think our fitness was definitely one of our strengths.
It's brutal the fitness you need, isn't it?
And they're not big people, but the amount of running they have to do.
I wonder, would you run a lot more in that game than AFL?
Yes.
I would say so. I reckon the AFL.
I reckon the referee does more running.
Well, the AFL, you're doing anywhere from about 14 to 20 kilometres per game. Some of those guys that are always on the go.
Yeah, end to end.
That's 2 hours, though. That's over 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'd love to, just speaking about the AFL, I'd love to just one off season just say to Latrell Mitchell, Latrell, go and train with the Swans for 3 months.
Shut up, Joel. We don't want that happening.
No, not to play.
Yeah, but what if he gets injured?
Mate.
Are you saying he's
doing
fat?
Anything? No, I'm saying that he could represent super, super fit Latrell and he would be impossible to stop.
Well, can I tell you this? Mm. 1 year we trained, or one session, I should say, we trained with the Swans and we also trained with some boxers.
Yes.
And what had happened? It was just a one session. We're getting flogged, but we mixed everything up. So you had to do your Swans 100 meter sprints, then the 250 runs, and they flogged us on that.
Yep.
Then we had to do the up and downs.
Mm.
We smashed them on that. Up and down and wrestle, and then combine all three, boxers won.
Really?
Boxers won, hands down. So the Swannies, terrific at running, but they were legless at getting up off the ground.
Yeah, that's the contact. Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't handle it.
I tell you, I came back in after 2004 from Salford. Those pork chops had ripped me off Radisson Main. So I was going to tools down. And I was, the only training I was doing, right, was, and I was never the fittest player in the team, but the only training I was doing was with the Cronulla touch side, the open side, right?
Sure, was the Mermaids?
No. No. And
Darren Shelley and Co.
Tim Sheens. Darren Shelley. Hello to JB out there. Tim Sheens had the Tigers, just by coincidence, out on the Sandhills, and I was doing some Sandhills. Mm. And he said, come and join the boys. And I flogged the boys.
Yeah.
And that.
How'd you go on fitness, though?
But, mate, it's the reason I bring this up is they don't let their players do it. It's the very best fitness you can get for them.
They were raucous, those Wanda Sandhills.
Oh, how bad were they?
Oh, I've never vomited so much in my life on those things.
We had to do one, and people don't believe me, where you had to get your similar position and you had to carry him up on your back like fireman's carry.
Oh, yeah.
That was Scotty Petherbridge collapsed. literally collapsed and just didn't get up.
Scotty Petherbridge.
Hey, talk about cross codes. Is there a player you guys played with that could have gone and played AFL? Like, I've always believed, there's still a room for the small man in the game. Like, Paul Kelly was my favourite player, played for the Swans. Mm. And I thought Preston could have played. Preston Campbell could have played. Yeah.
AFL?
AFL, yeah.
Andrew Walker.
Oh, Unk.
Andrew Walker could have played AFL easily.
Corey Pearson.
Corey Pearson.
No, I tell you what about Corey Pearson. I was joking about AFL, but he could. He's a sportsman. I think he played first grade cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Pearson.
Baby steps. We used to call him baby steps.
Eggshells. Yeah.
Here comes baby steps.
Yes, boys. Now we've been talking all things. We've been talking all things World Cup. What did you guys think about? What did you think, Brian, about the French team resting their players?
Yeah, I thought it was smart because you know they were guaranteed to go to the next round of 16. Mm. They are one of the favourites. Yes. I have no issue because I like the French.
Yes.
My brother-in-law's French.
Oh, right.
I love anything to do with French. I love a baguette. Yeah. I love a croissant. But I know you're going with this because it's now time for this. So no articles this week. We're going straight to the audio. Sugar asked me, what did I think of the French resting a few players? Well, Woogie had his take on it and he came up with this beauty.
I'm not eating French onion dip this weekend.
You can do what you want.
Sorry. Play that again, please, Marco.
I'm not eating French onion dip this weekend.
One more, please, Marco.
One more. Yeah.
I'm not eating French onion dip this weekend.
So I can understand why you wouldn't do that.
So funny.
Woogie, you better cut Freudian slip. I think not.
Yeah. Oh, I was just getting carried away at the dogs, the greyhounds on
Thursday night. Because he wanted to protest. He wanted to protest everything French. I mean, everything French.
I said, no croissants.
Yeah. Oh, so funny.
So you were upset. Oh, excuse me.
What are you choking on?
I just had some French onion dip. Goodness me.
Straight to the delicacy. Oh,
hang on, he's leaving now. See you, Henri.
So good.
Was he, Woogie, upset because... You knew that we needed to win against Emma. Is that what you were? That's what you were upset about.
I thought the French had done everything to knock us out of the World Cup. That was mine.
That was your take on it.
Yeah.
And what else? Have you done anything else? Have you? Given up French kissing this week?
Jeez, I can't remember the last time Mrs. and I kissed. Yes, so I have. Yeah, that one's gone.
What else?
I gave up croissants this weekend.
Good.
And watching any Gerard Depardieu movies.
Yes. So I've stopped watching SBS movies as well.
Yeah, what about your favourite, Filo of Fish? that's French.
Oh, God.
Oh, so good.
I knew that had come back.
Yeah. Are you going to blame Jack? Jack's the one that got that audio.
He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Now, we like Jack.
Yeah, we love Jack.
Oh, well done, Jackie boy. What else, boys?
Hey, what do you make of the so Thai temple left without any monks after they all failed drug tests? Four monks, including the head of the monastery, were forced to leave the monkhood.
Yeah. What is it with you two?
After their urine test showed evidence of illegal drugs. It reported to be meth.
Yeah. Wow. The monks on the meth.
What's going
monks
on up in
on
those
meth.
Temples?
Not man of match anymore, monks on meth.
Yeah.
Well, this is what happened on A Current Affair when my favourite monk was caught at Sexyland. Remember, Sexyland was like an adult sex shop?
My
favourite two episodes, Kamal and Sexy Monk. That's what it was called.
Current Affair.
But I think, so maybe they've just realised that the monks, because you know you can't talk and you've got to just go into this hectic meditation. They're probably just thinking, well, we've done all this, let's go out and get on the gravel.
Just all ripped off their heads.
Yeah, the sounds of it.
Yeah.
No, it is bad.
Hey, what about the cricket?
Yeah,
what about the crowds at the cricket?
Disappointing.
40,000 over the whole.
Yeah. Disappointing.
I heard you coming into the studio. I heard you talking about the Adelaide Test, which is a day night, a little bit more exciting and.
Yes.
And you're talking about people getting kicked out like Jason Taylor at the SCG that day. What teammate of yours, if you wake up the next morning and saw some footage on Today's Show, whatever it may be, that a NRL player has been kicked out of the cricket, which teammate would it be?
Craig Gower.
Again.
Craig Gower. Yeah.
Craig Gower, $1.01.
Yep. Yeah, true.
Joey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Joey, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm. Myself, maybe.
Oh. You're
out of a corporate box.
You're in the Gower. You're in the
Chrissy
market.
Walker. Chrissy Walker. No, I'm not in the Gowie market.
Oh, I've got chips and they're just going all in. Hassailer.
Oh, yeah.
You throw him up all the time. Was he just a loose unit, is he?
Mate, he was good fun. He's just good fun. You know when you get people that are just good energy to be around?
Yeah.
He's just one of those blokes.
Yeah.
Any more survey sets?
Yeah, no. Oh, Woogie bought a car. He bought it about 9 months ago.
Oh, mate, why?
And
he
bought a car and he bought it from a supermarket.
I didn't.
You know when you go to supermarkets and there's like a shop front that has got, you know, no one's leased it out. So they go to a car company and they say, just throw your cars in here that no one's heard of. And it gets 200 kilometres per charge.
Oh, you're an idiot.
The only reason I knew today that he got his new car over the weekend, I followed the extension cord into the office. It's embarrassing.
You're an idiot.
How long does it take to charge?
Oh, 3 days.
There's three different ways you can charge. But if you do fast charge, about an hour from zero to full, and there's other. It goes back from there.
Do you think we'll all be, within 5 years, we'll all have EVs?
No.
No.
No. No, I don't
think
so.
10?
No, I don't think it'll ever, like, all be EVs. But, mate, the country's just too big to, like, drive electric cars around. You know, it's not like Europe where everyone's on top of each other. You've got short distances, but no, I don't know. The uptake on EVs has been slow already, so I don't know.
They are quite expensive. Boys, what did you make of the great Queenslander Cameron Smith, the golfer, missing the cut?
I know.
He said he was at the pub for a little bit. Yeah, he said, I was at the pub for a little bit longer than I should. People have been hammering him, saying, you know, this is what happens when you're getting paid too much money. But fair enough, he's had a big year.
What about on the shoulder of his mates at the Brecky Creek Hotel watching a
awesome
replay?
Beautiful. Watching the part.
Play on. Yeah.
That is good.
Well, right. What about the Australian cricketers going to the pub after the test to celebrate yesterday? They want to mix amongst their supporters and be more normal. So they go to a pub. They sent a photo. Mitch Stark sent a photo to a colleague of ours. Go, look. We're doing what you said. We're in the pub. We're being normal. There's no one there with them. They're in a private room out the back. Mm. What's the point?
Bay Murray. Yeah.
I think you're off the bit about these cricketers, Woogie. Am I sensing
that? Yeah, he is. Yeah, you're right.
Mate, you can buy a ticket for the first day of the Gabba test against South Africa, which is a Saturday, $10.
He's been banging on about this for a couple of weeks now.
When have you ever seen tickets that cheap to the cricket?
Okay, what's the main reason? Is there too much cricket?
I think it's the opposition too.
The opposition.
Well, South Africa are a good fledge.
That's what. No, well, I mean, well, wait until we see this crowd. The crowd for South Africa. No doubt, the Sydney Test will be chockers. Day one.
How likable is this team? That's been some of the feedback. So, what's the reason why we're having such a poor turnout?
Well, they're saying that it's because of what they did to Langer. I don't think it is. I think one, there is too much cricket.
Yep.
Two, it was on a Wednesday.
Yes.
People are obviously working. And three, the opposition.
I don't reckon the Wednesday. Like, how many years have we seen things midweek and people get days off work to go to those games? I don't think the midweek's a cop-out.
Well, no one's on holidays because it always used to be the Brisbane.
But day one at the Gabba used to be the end of November. It was a Thursday. No one on holidays then. Yeah. They're on the nose. They are on the nose. And, like, our listeners text us and call us every night, don't they, Sats?
Yeah.
And they go, we won't be watching. We're sick of the wokeism and all this sort of stuff. So I just think they've got an image issue.
Okay. Well, how do we fix it?
I don't know. They've got to start hanging out with normal people at the pub in a private room. That's what they've got to do, Fletch.
Hey, on the wokeism, right, in a serious question, is it set in stone now here to stay? Like, are we living with perceived wokeism for the rest of our lives?
Hope not.
We can't go back on it. We know that.
Yes, we can.
Does it start to iron out a little bit?
Things change.
Individuals can't.
Generations.
Groups can, but individuals can't once they draw a line in the sand. I think
I've said this all along. Bring back the cane or the strap at schools.
Yes.
Flog them.
Yep.
Flog them. So anyone who's woke, they just get the cane. Is that what you're saying?
They get caned. Yeah. Public flogging.
We used to always say.
And not Joel's sort of flogging.
Oh, yeah.
Because that might bring back the crowds. Speaking of which, honouring you back, sir.
All the authorities.
Come back, sac le bleu.
Righto, boys, we've got to go. We'll leave you with this.
Good exit. I'm not eating French onion dick. This weekend.
You can do what you want.
See you, boys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.